Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Wilson with the Aspen Center for Empowerment and Healing. Thank you so much for being here today. We are going to dive in to talking about what it means to fully claim your power. And I'm going to take you through a little process of claiming your power and how to fully activate this within you. You know, we are at a time, we've entered into a time on earth in the collective whole where we are all clearing away old false programs. And we've spent so many years, those of us who have been really waking up and stepping into the truth of who we are and doing our inner soul work, we have been in process for a long time. And the time is to fully step into our power, claim our power. What does it mean to claim our power? You know, you are an amazing, powerful creator, and you have everything you need to fully activate that within you, but you have to call it to you. And as you do, the world around you will say yes. The response will shift and your reality will transform. So I will share a process with you to claim your power. And it's one of the most significant processes I do. And I walk my clients through this all the time. And I might look a little ridiculous, but I don't really care. So let's do this together. We're going to claim our power. And when we claim our power, it doesn't look like this. I claim my power. I claim my power. I want you to own it. I want you to command it. What happens when we command? You know, so there's a lot of guilt around commanding our power. There's a lot of shame and guilt when we call our power to us. And if that's the case, that pops for you and you find resistance and you feel like you can't step into fully claiming your power, that's okay. There are some tools to move you out of that space pretty quickly. And I have a beautiful healing video up for a very inexpensive price on my website called Healing Shame and Guilt. And that will transform that immediately. You know, that we've been shamed for really stepping into the truth of who we are. And we have been manipulated and conditioned to believe certain aspects of ourself that just is not true. So we're going to shift that mindset. We're going to come into our power. So let's claim our power, and we'll dive in a little further. I'll share kind of a story or two around what happens after you do this. So this is how I claim my power. I stand fully, feet planted on the earth, and literally, I claim my power. I claim my power. And both hands now. I claim my power. And right after that, I want you to claim your protection. Because as you call in these higher states of energy, there's a part of you that immediately, naturally responds with some resistance. And when we claim our protection, the two really work synergistically together. So I am the protection, because you are the protection. Ready? I am the protection. Both hands. I am the protection. I do this every morning. And then when something presents itself, you know, I have studied law of attraction for years, and I love the teachings of law of attraction. It's not as simplistic, I think, as we would like to believe it is. There are many moving parts to law of attraction. And one that I found I needed to really bring awareness to, because there could be a lot of shame and guilt when we feel that what we focus on, if we're in a downward spiral and we're activating a mindset that is bringing us something unwanted, we could shame ourselves, like, why can't I change this thought or this belief? And part of the journey is really loving your own shadow, really celebrating your shadow. So when you shame yourself, when you feel like you're not enough, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you didn't say something right, you don't want to shove that away. You don't want to push that down. You want to integrate that part of yourself. It's a part of you. It's like every emotion. There was a great kids movie out that, everybody should watch, Inside Out. Oh, I love that movie. It's one of the greatest teachings. And each person showed up, each little character showed up as an emotion. One was fear, one was anger, one was rage, one was happiness. And all of them make up the human. And you can't be human without all of those aspects. They're a part of you. Well, this is our shadow work. So when we claim our power, the shadow can kind of get ignited a little bit. And then it's time to really sit in our own shadow and love that part of ourselves. And to take it even deeper, I have that beautiful healing journey that you could dive into that I created specifically to help really neutralize and deprogram our mindset from these programs and beliefs that are activated within each one of us based on social conditioning and our family upbringing and our lineage. But what happens, and I went into talking about law of attraction only because what I'm going to share next, when something presents itself, you've claimed your power, you are the protection. You've claimed your power, you are the protection. And now let's say a situation presents itself that is just unfamiliar territory for you. You don't know how to navigate it. You're not able to, you know, so you can negotiate at this point. And most of the time, our representative, our ego mind, will negotiate. And let's say, I don't know how to fix this problem, or I don't know how to make that better. And then we start to shame ourselves. So do we feel like we've claimed our power and we are the protection at that point? Of course we don't. We're starting to go downward spiral. So this is what happens next. When something presents itself that is uncharted territory for you, because maybe it's activating a core wound and you just don't know how to get to the other side. You're in the forest and you can't see the trees, right? This is what happens next. Handle it, handle it, handle it. You surrender it up, handle it. Show me my path out. And I promise you that the world before you will transform in the most amazing way. Here's just one, here's something that showed up for me. Oh my God, this journey of claiming my power, knowing I'm the protection, because we all carry everything we need. We're fully complete and whole just as we are. We're not broken. We're human and humans are messy and life is messy. And things are gonna show up to challenge us to grow. Love all of you. But this was an interesting one. I was leaving the store and all of a sudden I had this really extreme sharp pain in my chest. And the more I kind of experienced it, the bigger it was getting. And the deeper, the more breaths I took, it really started to grow and it started to kind of flip me out. And all of a sudden I got scared, right? I was really feeling a lot of fear around it. And I sat there thinking, what can I do right now? Well, I didn't know what to do. I'm driving a car. I'm in the middle of, nowhere. Do I call 911? Am I having a heart attack? I don't know what's happening. It's extreme and it's sharp and it's significant and it feels really scary. So guess what I did? Handle it, handle it, handle it. Do you know, by the time I got to the third handle it was gone. Completely gone. Completely disappeared like that. And hasn't been back. Weeks, months. So I share that with you because that's just one tiny way. I mean, I serve it up everything. Oh my goodness. When my trigger gets going and I'm in deep soul relationships, I know that my human can't always figure stuff out on her own. If I have a core belief that's activated, let's say I have fear around finances or money and I don't know how to get to the other side of that fear, handle it and boom, life transforms. You are a powerful creator. I am a powerful creator. We are powerful creators. And when we can learn to fully embrace the truth of who we are as a powerful creator and love our shadow, guess what happens? Not only do we love those around us, because how can you not? They're only a mirror of you, no matter how they're showing up in the world. Because when we can love our own shadow, we can have compassion and love for another person's shadow. I hope this video really supports everyone who is drawn to watch it, to really come into the truth of who you are, stepping into your power. For more information on the work I do, you could go to my website, AspenCenterForEmpowerment.com. I have a wonderful blog that comes out every week and content that is constantly growing and evolving. If this video has supported you in any way, please like, subscribe, and share it, as that only helps my work really get out in the world in a way that benefits and supports all of us who are ascending. You know, we want playmates. We want quest mates on this journey. People we could play with, have fun with, who are meeting us here, diving into deep soul relationships. Love beyond our wildest imagination, but it starts with self-love. Thank you so much. I look forward to more. Bye for now.